Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Good seeing everybody. Really appreciate you being here. Good practice. Pads coming off one day and then two padded days before that, so 3 out of 4 days in pads. Thought the guys did a real good job with that. It was crisp. It was physical, competitive, yet it was took care of each other really well. So I'm happy with that. With that, what questions you have?
John, you agree with Javadian Crane.
Right.
Just talk about the impact he can make.
Yeah, we reached an agreement with Jadeveon Clowney and with Ronald Darby, as you know. Two guys that can help us. Positions that, you know, you guys have been talking about a lot, obviously, and positions I think we've done a good job of kind of looking at our options and bringing in two of the right guys, you know. And I'm excited. I'm just excited. I think Jadeveon is a tough, hard-nosed, throws his body around kind of player. We played against him so many times. We understand how he plays. And we're excited to have him, and he's excited to be here. So I think he's a good fit in this defense. Ronald Darby, again, another guy that's a really good fit in this defense. Wanted to be here, and we wanted him here. You know, he's a guy we kind of been keeping our eye on with the rehab from the knee. Came in and worked out really well. Looked really good, was in really good shape. And that's a credit to him. And he came out and practiced today and looked like he'd been practicing the whole camp. So we're happy with both those signings.
John, what makes you a good fit? And then secondly, you guys kind of have a history of adding veteran guys, you know, during the summer or whatnot. What is the value of that?
Well, yeah, exactly. I tell you, he's a high-energy player. He's a very physical player. He's a guy, when he plays, he's kind of reckless with his body. I mean, he throws it around. He's heavy-handed. He's a power rusher. I think he could even, you know, he's a really good pass rusher. I think he's a little underrated as a pass rusher. And top pick in the draft and all that. But as a play-hard, heavy-handed edge setter, gives us a chance to get, you know, four pass rushers on the field on third down situations that are true pass rusher type guys. There's a real value in that.
Josh, you talked about Darby's condition. You saw him out there even a little bit in 11-on-11 today. I mean, does that give you confidence he can help you sooner rather than later?
Absolutely. Yeah, we expect him to help us, preseason, probably play a little bit and get him ready. And we'll see. And then right away, week one, he should be out there playing hard and doing a good job for us.
Coach, that veteran presence that Jadeveon brings, how much do you think that helps the development of some of those young guys in the country?
Well, yeah, it's always a help. You know, I think he's a really good guy. He's a team guy. He wants to be with these guys. He likes these guys. He spent time with these guys. We spent a lot of time together. He spent time with the coaches. We have a really high comfort and confidence level in how he's going to fit in.
I saw J.K. Dobbins doing more full team stuff. It looks like he's kind of, you know, catching up to the offense and really getting on track.
Absolutely. J.K. and Rashad both. They were both out there in team drills, moving around, looking good. So that was great to see. And I think our training staff, our strength staff have done a great job. And those guys themselves, you know, have done a great job. I mean, Rashad has worked really hard to get himself back to where he is right now. And looks like he looked good today.
I know Odell wasn't out there.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen it. Just you see it in the plays that they make. It's not like some secret sauce that you can't see. You know, it's in the play. You know, and I think it just gets better and better. It's going to continue to get better. I'm happy with where it's at for sure. There's no doubt that OBJ still has it. You see it. I mean, he can move and he makes catches. Great route runner. So I'm excited about that. Not just him, all the guys really. Who's that? Yeah, I would say it does a lot. I mean, it'd be a great question for him for sure, but it helped my confidence. I felt great about seeing it. You know, that was a heck of a catch. How did he stay in bounds? How did he make the catch? How did he track the ball? And to go in there and just throw it in there like that, first day back and that kind of a drill, very impressive. Yeah, he's been going so hard, and I think just a little rest, you know, he is coming off that knee surgery, right? So a chance to rest that thing and get it feeling good is what we wanted to do.
That day for Moses, too?
Same thing for Moses, yeah.
We're supposed to talk to Patrick McCarr later on the podium here. How do you see, I mean,
there's been a lot of talk whether Todd Monken's offense includes the fullback. Yeah, the offensive line, you know, experiment, I guess. How do you see him and where do you see him fitting in?
Well, I think what you try to do, and Todd is a big advocate of this as well, is take the guys you have and use them, the things they do well. So if you got a Pat Ricard, I would put Ben Mason in the same category. You got guys like that, you want to use those guys and do what they do well, so it just gives you an extra thing you can do. Why limit yourself when you have somebody that can do something at that level? Why not make a defense defend it? And I know that's how Todd's thinking.
Is Ricard in your mind as capable of being an inline tight end at this point as a fullback?
Absolutely. Yeah, I have total confidence in him blocking at the line of scrimmage and running crossing routes and flat routes. He'll tell you he can run a seam in a corner. He'll tell you that, so.
John, Peter Clowney's been described as an edge rusher. Do you have any kind of idea of which room he fits best in at the line, as a linebacker, you know, kind of where?
Yeah, I see him in the outside backer room. You know, those rooms are kind of, they work together so closely anyway. They're together in most of their meetings anyway, because they combine on the nickel stuff, you know. So we'll classify him as an outside backer, which I think he's always been. And it's really a good fit for our defense. The way we structured, that's what he is. Oh, yeah. Anthony Weaver's been totally involved in this process from day one, from the beginning. He's been talking to him. Anthony was a strong advocate for bringing him in here. And, you know, that carries a lot of weight.
John, did Marlon's surgery, did he have it? Did it go okay? And do you know anything more about how long he had the surgery?
Yeah, he had the surgery. It went very well. And I would say that the timeline is pretty well defined. I'm not going to give it to you, but it's not super long, you know. And when he's getting close, you'll know. So you don't need to ask probably for a few weeks. But he's going to be back pretty early in the season, and he'll be ready to roll. The good thing about the surgery, just to give you a little background, he could have definitely played with it the way it was. But you do risk it getting worse. With the surgery that he got, it's taken care of. So when he comes back, he won't have to be concerned with it for the rest of the season. And it was Marlon's decision, and that's why he decided to go ahead and get that done this time. I don't want to get into it at this point. It's foot.
All right.
Lower leg. I'm giving you foot. That's way better than lower leg, right? I'm pinpointing it into the foot. You shouldn't ask. You can't ask for any more than that. I don't remember, to be honest with you. We're all good? All right. Thanks.